So we're going to begin with the committee reports, if that's okay. I know there are a lot of votes at the end. I think almost 100% of the votes have been, the issues have been vetted through committee. We're going to begin with Ed McMillan, the chair of our Audit, Budget, Finance, and Facilities Committee. Ed, I'll turn it over to you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Audit, Budget, Facilities, and Finance Committee meeting was held on July 14th at 1 p.m. Members of the committee present constituting a quorum, including McMillan, Courts, Montgomery, and Strobel. Also, Treasurer McKeever was also present. Minutes of the committee meeting on May the 5th were approved without corrections and additions. University Controller and Senior Assistant Vice President Pat Patterson introduced KPMG Audit Partner Jackie Dipple, who presented the External Financial and Compliance Audit Plan for fiscal year 2014. Dr. David Merriman from the Institute of Government and Public Affairs presented the Illinois Economic and Fiscal Report for the quarter. Vice President of Academic Affairs Christophe Pierre presented the fiscal year 2016 operating and capital budget request. Senior Associate Vice President Mike Bass presented seven capital and real estate items for consideration. Assistant Vice President Ginger Velasquez presented the results of the fiscal year 2013 compliance audit. Director of University Investments Dean Hagan presented the March 31, 2014 investment report. Executive Director of University of Audits Julie Zomitis presented the fiscal year 2015-16 internal audit plan. In addition, Vice President Knorr updated the committee on the status of the state appropriations receivable, which at year end was $150 million. And Vice President Knorr, I think that was a low that we've had for several years, so we appreciate that. And he also talked about recent rating agency pronouncements regarding the state of Illinois' credit level due to the pension situation, and he also talked about the possible impact of that on the University of Illinois. I might add that Dr. Merriman, in his previous comments, advised the committee on the outcome of the state legislative session and the state budget and the possible impact of the Supreme Court ruling regarding retiree health care. The meeting was adjourned at 2:35. I would remind everyone that there were seven items for board consideration today that the committee recommends to the full board. They include item 18, the contracts for renovation of the Natural History Building in Urbana. Item 19, the contract for the South Campus Synthetic Turf Project in Chicago. Item 20, project budget for renovation and addition of State Farm Center in Urbana. Item 21, professional services consultant for renovation of the Everett Laboratory in Urbana. Item 22, professional services consultant energy conservation project for the College of Engineering building in Urbana. Item 23, commissioning agent for the Advanced Chemical Technology building in Chicago. Item 24, authority to execute the Chicago campus land exchange with the Illinois Medical District Commission. The next meeting will be held on Wednesday this time, right after Labor Day, September 3rd at 1 p.m. Mr. Chairman, that concludes my report.
It's a big agenda, Ed. I appreciate it.
Yes, big agenda.
Thank you. Are there any comments or questions? Okay. Pam, I'm going to turn it over to you as the chair of the Governance, Personnel, and Ethics Committee, if that's okay.
Yes, thank you. The Governance, Personnel, and Ethics Committee met on July 10th, 2014, via video conference at the Urbana, Chicago, and Springfield campuses with trustees Hacera, Montgomery, and myself in attendance. We first approved the minutes of the last meeting that had been held on May 1st, and then we reviewed and we recommend the items that you see on the agenda for today, items 2 through 17. And this was really a combination of items that ordinarily would have gone through Trustee Hacera's Committee on Academic Affairs, but we combined those agendas in order to have everything move forward for today's meeting. So those agenda items are the following: appointments to the faculty, administrative professional staff, and intercollegiate athletic staff, promotions in academic rank and change in tenure for 2014 and 15, the appointment of a dean to the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences in Urbana, appointing the Dean, Graduate School of Library and Information Science, Urbana, appointing the Dean, School of Labor and Employment Relations, Urbana, appointing an interim Dean for the Graduate College in Urbana, extending the term of the Dean of the College of Agricultural, Consumer, and Environmental Sciences in Urbana, amending the multi-year contract with head varsity men's basketball coach in Urbana, appointing members to the athletic board in Urbana, establishing the Bachelor of Arts in Dance, College of Fine and Applied Arts in Urbana, establishing the Master of Engineering in Bioinstrumentation, College of Engineering and Graduate College, Urbana, reorganizing and renaming the graduate majors in the Department of Education Policy, Organization, and Leadership in the College of Education and Graduate College in Urbana, transferring all aspects of the Italian program and renaming the departments in the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, Urbana, appointing the Dean of the College of Dentistry in Chicago, reorganizing and renaming the Center for Human Resource Management in the College of Business Administration in Chicago, transferring the Center for Public Safety and Justice within University Administration. We then heard from Lauren Taylor, President of the University of Illinois Alumni Association, who introduced Ms. Andrea Ballinger, Chief Information Officer at the University of Illinois Alumni Association, who provided our committee with a presentation on a process mapping that is underway at the Alumni Association. Ms. Ballinger reported that a draft of a strategic plan should be complete at the end of September and will be shared with the Alumni Association Board at its January meeting. The Board of Trustees and the Board of the University of Illinois Alumni Association will also be holding a joint meeting in September of 2014. Under old business, President Easter gave the committee an update on the chancellor search here at UIC and said that the presidential search and the search for the chancellor at Chicago are being coordinated with respect to their timing for proper sequence. We also discussed the presidential search, which is well underway and on schedule. We held successful town hall meetings on each campus and received feedback that will be helpful throughout the search. The next meeting of the committee is scheduled for August 28th at 1 p.m. Any questions?
Pam, could I ask Lauren just to comment on the timing of the September board meetings?
The Alumni Association is planning on meeting the morning of September 11th. I believe this board will meet at that time as well, and then we'll combine for a meeting in the afternoon to share some discussion items. I think that will all be preceded by an event, a dinner event the evening before.
That's great. It'll be very helpful to all of us to have that level of input from the Alumni Association.
Well, I can tell you the Alumni Association board is very excited about it. We're looking forward to it.
And can we bill you guys for the dinner the night before?
We're happy to receive the bill.
Fair enough. Are there any other questions for Pam or the committee? Okay. Tim, we'll turn to you. You've moved. There we are.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The University Healthcare System Committee met on Monday, July 14th. Joining me were Trustees Fitzgerald and Estrada. Pat actually booked a later flight out of town so he could attend, so I'd like to thank him for his dedication to the cause. We also had the pleasure of welcoming two student trustees to our committee for the next year, Danielle Leibowitz and Lucas Free. And to them, I promise it will not be a boring committee. The first major topic discussed at our meeting was hospital finances. To be truthful, I would say our finances are troubled at best. We hope to end fiscal 2014 at break even, but this hinges on the state reimbursing a sizable sum of Medicaid accounts receivable. Projections for fiscal 2015 will likely see us significantly in the red. Much depends on Medicaid reimbursement rates we can negotiate with the state, and as you know, Medicaid makes up the largest part of our payer mix, and the state's financial difficulties may make it difficult for us to avoid a major loss in this sector of our care. Further, as we move away from fee-for-service and more towards capitation, Medicaid reimbursement rates are expected to go down even lower. We feel the cure for these financial woes are two-part. One is to grow business mainly in the outpatient arena, and the other is to decrease costs, the largest of which are salaries. On a bright note, the safety subcommittee reported great success in the decrease of hospital-acquired central line and urinary tract infections. They now want to focus their emphasis on deep vein thrombosis and pulmonary embolus rates, unplanned hospital readmissions, and death from sepsis. They asked the committee's blessing on this, which we gladly gave, presuming no major objection by the full Board of Trustees. Finally, Dr. Robert Wynn gave a presentation on the planned activities of the University of Illinois Cancer Center, emphasizing education, screening, and early detection in community clinics. This hopefully will prove to be a great vehicle to get the University of Illinois medical expertise involved with care in clinics across the entire state, helping us to fulfill our role in statewide medical service. The committee reviewed three items which appear on your voting agenda today. Item 17, appoint Dean, College of Dentistry, Chicago. Item 24, delegate authority to execute Chicago campus land exchange with the Illinois Medical District Commission. And item one, my iPad's not coming up very quickly, basically the appointment of a new CEO of the hospital. We recommend all for approval and very much appreciate Dr. Ghosh agreeing to serve in this new capacity. The next meeting of our committee, of our committee will be Wednesday, September 3rd, approximately 2:30 p.m. at four venues via video: Rockford, Champaign, Chicago, and Springfield, and also accessible by phone. At that meeting, we hope to discuss the possible four-year medical school at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. Should be in it, make for an interesting meeting, and all are welcome to attend. That concludes my report, sir.
Thank you. I'd also like to echo the board's appreciation, my personal appreciation for Avijit Ghosh's decision to lead that effort. There he is. Yeah. Avijit, what's great about that is that you know what you're getting into.
I'm finding out new things every day. But I'm truly humbled and grateful for this opportunity. This hospital for over a century has been providing care to the community with excellence as well as compassion. And I'm excited to work with all the physicians, the nurses, and the staff to continue that tradition.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Well, we're all lucky that you're doing that, so thank you. I just wanted to clarify on the financials for the hospitals. If we presented our financials in the same way as any other hospital in Chicago and included the cost of benefits for the employees, which are currently being absorbed by the state, we'd have to include additional expenses of about $200 million.
The payments on behalf.
Right. But if we were to do that, which is arguably the way to present the financials, we're really running that hospital operation at a $200 million deficit. So there are structural issues that Avijit's going to have to deal with. We wish you the best. But that's important to remember. Are there any other questions of the committee?